horror at a giant octopus. "It's coming after us," said Annie. Slowly, the octopus crept through the water. Its 8 arms reached for the mini sub. Chapter 6. Crack. The octopus hugged the mini sub. Each of its 8 arms had 2 rows of suckers. The suckers stuck to the window. The mini sub stopped. The octopus stared at Jack and Annie with huge, human-like eyes.
"I don't think it wants to hurt us," whispered Annie. "It's just curious."
I'm going to research it," said Jack. His hands shook as he flipped through the pages of the ocean book. He found a picture of an octopus and read aloud. "The octopus tends to be a gentle, shy creature. Sometimes, though, curiosity gets the best of it and it comes out of hiding."
"Oh, see, I told you, he's shy," said Annie.
She yelled to the octopus.
"Hi, I'm Annie. He's Jack."
"Oh, brother," moaned Jack. He read further. "But the octopus has huge strength. Each of its arms or tentacles has mini suckers, which act like rubber suction cups. It is nearly impossible to free an object from their grasp." "Oh, great," said Jack. "We'll never get rid of this thing." Just then, Jack felt a drop hit his arm. Water. He looked up at the ceiling.
"Uh-oh,"
said Annie. A thin crack ran along the ceiling. Smaller cracks branched out from it. Water dripped from the cracks.
"We found the cracks," said Annie.
"The octopus better let go before the whole ceiling breaks," said Jack.
"Let go, please, please," Annie shouted at the octopus.
The creature blinked, as if trying to understand her.
"Please, please, please," she shouted.
"Come on, Annie," said Jack. "It doesn't care if you're polite." The octopus blinked at Jack. "Get out of here," Jack yelled at it. "Now, beat it, scram, go." The octopus shot a cloud of black liquid into the water and disappeared into the dark cloud. Its long tentacles trailed through the water. The mini-sub started to rise slowly again.
"You hurt his feelings," Annie said.
"I don't think so." Something bothered Jack. He looked back at the ocean book. He read to himself. "The octopus squirts black ink to escape its enemies. One of its main enemies is the shark." "Oh, no," said Jack.
"What's wrong?" asked Annie.
Jack looked out the window. The water was growing clear again. A shadowy figure moved toward the mini sub.
"What is that?"
whispered Annie. The fish was way bigger than the dolphins, and it had a very weird head. Jack could feel his heart nearly stop. "A hammerhead shark," he breathed. "We're really in trouble now." Chapter 7. Remain Calm. The shark swam behind the coral.
"Where did it go?"
said Annie, peering out the window. "It doesn't matter," said Jack. "We have to get to the top."
"More water's coming in," said Annie.
"Yeah, I know. Come on, come on, faster," Jack ordered the mini sub.
"Even more water's coming in," said Annie. "Lots more."
Jack looked up. The water wasn't dripping now. It was spurting.
A few seconds," said Jack.
Suddenly, the mini sub burst out of the water. It bobbed on the waves like a cork. The ocean sparkled all around it.
"Safe," shouted Annie.
Jack felt the water rising around his bare feet. Not really," he said.
"Oops," said Annie. "The octopus must have made cracks in the bottom, too."
The water was up to their ankles now. Jack looked out. He saw the reef in the distance.
"The sub can make it. It doesn't look that far," he said.
"Go, go, go," said Annie.
She pressed one of the steering keys. Suddenly the screen went blank.
"What's happening?"
said Jack. Annie pressed the key again. Then Jack pressed the other pictures. Nothing happened.
"It's dead," said Annie.
"Oh, great," said Jack. Now the water was up to their knees. "I guess we'll have to swim," said Jack. He took a deep breath.
"Right," said Annie. "It's a good thing we had swimming lessons.